The 11th annual North Shore Dragon Boat Festival takes place in the Grammaray Harbor July 25th through the 27th. Joining us now are Festival Director Ainsley Kincross and Race Director Matthew Brown. Well, welcome to you both.
Morning.
Good morning.
Ainsley, briefly give us the big picture. What is this event?
Well, this is the 11th annual North Shore Dragon Boat Festival, and it's primarily a fundraiser. Our logo or byline is Paddling for Community. So it's a way that we really bring the community together. And the way we do that is we have a lot of people in these big, long, skinny boats with dragon heads and dragon tails on them out racing against each other. So there's a lot of team spirit, and it's just a lot of fun.
And I know that it's an incredible family event and a spectator event, and it's free to the public, right?
That's right.
It's just great. Yep, it's a wonderful event.
Well, tell us about the actual racing, Matthew.
Well, the racing, they're, 20 people in a boat. There's a steers person and a drummer, and they race all the way across the harbor from the west side to the east side. And it usually takes about 2 minutes, and the people have to work pretty darn hard. And you get a little bit wet, but that's the whole fun part about it. And, of course, the water's really warm, so you don't have to worry about that. And this year, there's three teams that race at a time, and then we accumulate their times, and they have two heats, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and then they get put into a finals, and then they get to race and see who wins that particular finals. And this year, we're actually starting a little bit earlier. We've been starting at 10 in the morning, but this year, we're starting at 9, because at about 11 o'clock, we are starting a new thing called the Dragon Dash, and that's for anybody who ever just wants to try to get in one. They can sign up and get in a boat, and it's going to be just half the course, so you don't have to do the whole thing. So hopefully it'll be about a minute dash or so that you'll get to the end there. And just a way for people to get in and try, and you know, all these people that come up, all the racers come up, they bring extra family with them and stuff, and this is a way for them to be able to get into a boat and just try it out. Or if you live in town here and you always see it out there and you just want to give it a try and you've always wanted to try, this is a great way to get out there, do half a course length, and see if you like it. And then who knows, you might find yourself on a team next year.
Good idea. Well, so that is something you don't have to sign up ahead of time. You just sort of come down into that staging area?
Well, we'd much rather have you sign up ahead of time. Okay. And there is a place on our website where you can sign up and everything for the Dragon Dash. You can show up, but we'd much rather have you get all set ahead of time.
And what is that sign-up process then?
Well, basically, you just go to our website, which we'll give at the end of the program here, and there's a place where you can sign up specifically for the Dragon Dash, or you can also sign up for what we call the family or intergenerational paddle, and that's for families who want to try it out. And that's non-competitive. That's sort of, you get an introduction to paddling, to being a part of a team. You get a little tour of the harbor, and usually you get a little bit of like everybody paddling really hard as though you're in a race. So it's non-competitive, and it's just an introduction, a really fun thing to do with kids from, I'd say, about 8 years old on up.
Because they have to be able to be in a life jacket and sit on the and hold the paddle.
So, that's right.
Because I know there are some young children, and that's quite a thrill for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you must need helpers for this event. What are the opportunities for volunteers?
Yeah, we rely heavily on volunteers. We love our volunteers. There's kind of two main places, the festival tent, which is in Harbor Park, and then over at the what we call the whipper in tent or the loading area. And Matthew can talk about that. At the festival tent, we need volunteers kind of to staff the tent. And a lot of that is just interacting with the visitors and people who want information. You're right next to the WTIP live broadcasting tent. So you're right in the thick of everything. And you got, you've got sort of a ringside seat, so to speak, on the races themselves. And people sell T-shirts, give information, sign up people for the family paddle.
And that's, can be short term. You can volunteer so many hours.
Yeah, a couple hours on Friday or Saturday.
And Matthew, what about that staging area?
Well, the Whipper Inn.
First time I've heard that term.
That's a beautiful name. You can come. We have some spots on the water where we could use some people that we have quite a few boats on the water. Not our safety boats, but then we have boats that do start boats and chase boats and things like that. And we have a few spots left for that. We also need, we can always have people helping in the loading area. getting mm-hmm. people in and out of the boats. Because it's a pretty, you know, getting 20 people in a boat.
Well, and they all have to have their life jackets on, too.
Yep, and they're fitting people with life jackets and different size paddles mm-hmm. and getting them all set. And then you do have to bail the boats out after every race because, like I said, that warm water gets in there. Okay. So we got to get rid of some of that warm water. And it's going to be warm water.
Matthew guarantees it. All right. Where we're visiting with Ainsley, Chris Kencross and Matthew Brown of the North Shore Dragon Boat Festival, now in its 11th year. The festival is put together by and benefits the North House Folk School, the North Shore Healthcare Foundation, and WTIP Radio. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add, Matthew or Ainsley?
Just say that the best way to sign up as a volunteer is to go to the website. We're using Sign Up Genius, which is one of these great little tools that you can just pick a time and sign your name, and we'll get the email that you've signed up, and you'll be able to find that on our website really soon.
Okay.
Or just email us or give us a call, and we'll get you hooked up.
And where might people find, like, the overall schedule? Because I know ceremonies on Friday.
Yeah. The schedule is also posted on the website under festival schedule. We've got some rack cards around town, and it's on that, too. Or, again, just contact us, and I'll be glad to send it out.
And your number is?
218-370-9461.
And that website is NorthShoreDragonBoat.com. Well, let's hope we'll have great weather and warm water in the bay.
Yes.
So thanks.
Guaranteed.
Thanks for joining us today, and good luck with this incredible event.
Thank you.
Thanks.